Good afternoon. This is Kay Dragon and Maureen. Welcome to Strands of Wisdom. We are coming to you live today on this August 8th of 2024. This is a very powerful day. We're very happy to be here today and happy that you're here. If you're new to 1-2 Radio, just if you'd like to join in the chat room, just click on that button on your screen, and that will take you over to the chat room, and Jay will allow you in, of course, and that'll be the only time that you have to do that. After that, we let everybody in. Anyways, I'm so happy to be here. It's been really difficult times here in the last couple of weeks. I was in the hospital, and things were a little bit crazy. And Maureen took care of things with the radio star stuff. Welcome, Maureen. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good today. My big event is over. I don't really want to talk about it, but thank God I'm done. It's over and I'm okay and think I'm finished. So
I'm glad.
It's one of those tests you don't want to have. I guess we could all think about what those are. But all is well. And I'm, thank goodness, I can move forward.
Oh, the doctors chase you down till you get them.
Yeah, they do. They really do. Yes. And I'm like,
it's not fun. But you know, something that I learned in the hospital last week is that I can say no, I don't want to. I'm not going to take that. I'm not going to do that. I mean, you really have to be your own advocate, because they make a lot of assumptions sometimes. And I guess I just have to tell people, it was so weird because they put me, I'm an older woman, of course I am, but they put me on this floor that was all, it was geared towards old people. And it was so strange. They tried to give me all the medications that they normally give old people. And it was like, I don't take that. No, I'm not going to take that. Well, everybody takes that. And they seemed to get irritated because I didn't.
Yeah.
And asking me interesting questions. Like they've asked me before about, because I've coded before. I've died on the table before. And they brought me back. They did CPR. And she said, well, if something like that happened where you coded again or something like that, would you really want to come back? I said, hell yes.
I'm done yet.
What a question to ask me. I mean, it's like, yes, I do want to come back. And you guys better provide me with that. It was just a very strange thing. I couldn't wait to get out of there.
Yeah.
But
just being asked that question could really freak you out. It's like, what? I just came here because, I'm having trouble breathing because of the smoke.
Yes.
In here, the fires. It was terrible. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, they treated me for pneumonia and gave me a lot of antibiotics and oxygen and such.
Yeah.
And I appreciated that. But some of the other stuff was just really
weird. And then you're labeled as cantankerous or difficult.
Yes, exactly.
That one in room three is difficult. Watch out for her.
Yes, she's a troublemaker.
You make good trouble, though. When you have to advocate for yourself. You have to be proactive.
You do. You do.
Yeah,
and don't let them make you feel guilty about not doing what they want you to do. It's a real game changer when you get a little bit older and going to the hospital.
Yeah.
And I think that way everyone needs to kind of take care about what we're doing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yep.
That's my story.
Yeah.
For the last week or so, it's been unusual. And the energies have been unusual, because it's the 888 portal. And I'm sure that everybody talked about it this morning and what's going on and how powerful this is. I kind of, if I hadn't have been not feeling well, I probably would have put together a meditation for tonight on 1-2 Academy. But actually, this portal, it will still be going on until a few days into August.
Today is the 12th, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like the 12th, I think so. Yeah.
And today is just a really powerful time because you open up the portal and do, work on your manifestations and all that good stuff. And it's, definitely time to do that as we go into the fall season and such.
Yeah. I was doing that. I'm sort of I don't know why I'm sort of oblivious to certain things. But so I did, after you were, you know, letting me know, then I started working on, you know, meditation this morning and, you know, do it, you know, asking for what needs to be met. And, you know, and then I thought, I told you about my granddaughter, great granddaughter, whose birthday is 8/18/18.
Yeah.
And, that's pretty significant. I got to find out what time she was born. I'm not really sure because I want to have her chart done.
Absolutely.
And she's absolutely gorgeous child. And I thought, wow, she's got a lot of good stuff coming and, you know, she's got quite a life ahead of her. So even though I'm not, you know, there physically with her, you know, she lives in another state, but I just feel like, you know, she's got a lot of opportunity there. So I want to make
yeah. Well, you know, she's in your heart, and
oh,
you
yeah.
showed me pictures of her. She's really adorable.
Gorgeous. Yeah.
Very pretty.
Yeah. So, yeah, so manifesting for her and, you know, all the good of the world. You know, we're in a mess right now, so got to try to jump out of it, but who knows? It'll be what it'll be.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know, you've had a lot going on
yeah.
in your life and a lot of things to take care of and people to take care of.
Yeah, for sure.
It's
well,
like we all know that Maureen is the healer. The emotional healer and whatever, and
I
we
think
all
so.
Kind of gravitate to you.
Yeah, animals. Well, lots of people. If there's a difficult person, like I did a fair, oh, I don't know, it was a month ago, you know, up at Cheryl's place, and they had this guy come in, and they have a store up there too. And then this guy came in, and they brought him over to the reader's side, and they didn't know what to do with him, and so they said, "Well, maybe Maureen can help you." And so. I'm like, okay, sit down. You know, it wasn't even a reading. It was just like, I was just trying to help him get through this. Like, I thought he was having maybe a psychotic episode. I don't know what was going on with him.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I tried to get him grounded, and just by sitting with him and hearing him, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just to be heard. I think he wanted to be heard.
Well, you're very good at that. You really are.
I can't help, but that's good.
Yeah, it is. You're very good at that. And you know, and it's appreciated.
Yeah.
Everybody,
no,
you know,
glad.
Comes for different reasons.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. I'm safe. I'm a safe one to come to.
Oh yeah.
All righty.
We should probably look in
the chat.
Chat room.
Let me see if I can figure it out. I'm not great with that. Let me see what I got here. I can't figure it out on my computer. I know we've said this before, but Are you able to see it on yours?
I am able to see some folks. Peggy's
okay.
here. Hey, Peggy.
Hey, Peggy.
Yeah, she's starting her new show next week.
Okay.
It's right after Mark's show on Mondays.
Nice.
I hope I'm right with
Great.
That. Wait a minute. No, she's Tuesday. Kat is moving to Mondays, and Peggy's moving to Kat's old slot right before CA. So, you know, be sure to tune in to her and say hey or see what's going on with her new show, All My Angels. Not All My Angels. I always get that wrong. Yeah. She, you know, she brings in angels, a lot of very interesting insights. And I'm thinking that she'll probably do some readings for people, too, because she really enjoys that.
Yeah, that's always fun to do.
Yeah.
Reading.
So who else we got here? We've got Quelly. Hello, Quelly. I'm so glad you're here.
Hi, Quelly.
And can you see anything on there yet?
Yeah, I'm seeing Maureen White Varner is saying
yeah.
It's been a real crazy Mercury retro. Husband is home with COVID as
Ooh.
Numbers are climbing. Yeah, that's crazy. A lot of people have COVID right now.
Yes.
I hope he gets well soon. It takes a while.
It does. It does. And they did all these COVID tests on me when I was in the hospital. I didn't have COVID.
Thank God.
And I'm really grateful for that.
Yeah, I don't want to stay there.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and I'm kind of pulling back from, you know, a lot of stuff in public and church and things like that, because it is just a lot of people have got COVID right now.
I noticed a lot of people were more people wearing masks now also. Even
Yes.
Younger people, I notice. It's unusual. But
yeah.
So Maureen would like a reading, maybe. She said, would love a reading if time permits, as my husband, Terry, 1121-65, has been fighting an uphill battle to keep his company afloat. They survived the rocky road. Would love to know your thoughts as they purchased the company 2 months before COVID, manifesting recovery. Yeah, COVID, just like when 9/11 came, I owned a business with my then partner, Al. And then we were rolling right along. God, we had such a great business. And then bang, 9/11 happened. And that was like, sort of like what COVID did to people, to the businesses,
yeah.
but in a different way, but still devastating to a lot of people. So, we can look at that.
Yeah. Do you have any more to say about that?
About that?
Because you started rolling with that.
I'm rolling. I think all I'm getting is reevaluate, like reboot. Like you have these dreams and these, I don't know what kind of business it is, but you have, like, I want to do this and I want to do that, and you have all these great expectations. Maybe go back over what are those expectations. And, you know, as things change from that time, like they bought it just before COVID, I guess that's what she said. Yeah. Look at, present time, what is really happening right now, deal with the reality of it. I think it has to be a reality-based decision, and sometimes just let go a little, see what happens. But I would reevaluate is what I'm getting.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. You know, well, we've got Mercury in retrograde right now.
Yeah.
And he's sitting in one spot because he needs to be in one spot. You know,
yeah.
One thing I've noticed, well, we'll get into that later when we do the scopes and stuff. Well, what did we say? She say his birthday is
11/21/65.
Okay,
isn't that still Scorpio?
That's
is it right on the edge. Or is she into
yeah?
Saturn?
I would say so.
Saturn?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And it's almost, you know, I saw this with Leo. It's like people getting too much energy, too much. You know, you can have too much positive or too much negative, whatever, and it just seems like a real charge that needs to be grounded to be able to look at this. And I know that COVID's not fun, but it feels like this is the opportunity for him to kind of sit back and be able to reevaluate. And I'm seeing maybe downsizing a little bit.
Okay, I agree.
And it's kind of like going backwards and then moving forward again, maybe towards the middle of next year. But until then, it just seems like somebody leaving, you know, within the company, or just making it smaller and dealing with that, because there's so much stress around what's happening, and it seems like of course he's responsible, it's his company, but he needs to pull back on that a little bit and be able to kind of just be responsible for what's happening for his part.
And it's almost like treading water, like he's treading water and it's too much, can't sustain it.
Exactly.
And then when you were talking there a minute ago, it just felt like, okay, you're creating something, like you're knitting a sweater. I know that's not what they're doing, but you make a mistake and you discover it later, you're like, oh my God, you know. So you have to unravel and redo, and that's kind of what I'm getting for that. Reboot, redo, look back.
I totally agree
redo
with that
figure. For sure.
Oh, Denise is here. Hello, Denise.
Let me see.
It's always good to talk with her. Yeah, well, you know, she came to one of the fairs we did and said hello. That was
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
It's always fun to, it's like, oh my gosh, you're real.
Yeah. This is you. Nice.
Yep.
We like that. So I'm trying to think of anything else that I keep feeling like I'm forgetting something, and I'm not quite sure what that is.
I was
the Lionsgate. This is
Lionsgate.
Stuff, you know, and I don't know, Maureen, if your husband does work on manifesting things and such, this is a great time for him to do that, because this is the time to manifest abundance and money and creativity and things that, and it's just, in some ways it feels like it kind of got stagnant or something, one spot. So, you know, if he can work on that, this is a great time for all of us to work on that throughout the next few days. today being the most powerful. But it's, you know, I just keep getting this message, watch your thoughts, watch your thoughts, be very careful with your thoughts.
Okay.
And it's very hard because I'm going through some stuff.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of people are really going through some stuff, a lot of personal stuff, a lot of relation stuff that's just feels ugly.
Yeah.
And it's hard to put that behind me. Family stuff that's very hurtful
Oh, yeah.
and
Yeah.
difficult. And trying to, you know, I've been calling in Metatron to help me shield some of this stuff that's happening. So it doesn't get caught up in my
Yeah.
in my wish list here. I don't want that to happen.
Yeah, that's very toxic, you know.
Yes, it is.
Can't have that.
It is. And the stuff with the politics, there's so much fear and everything floating around. And I don't want to pick that up. I don't want it. I've been trying to avoid it. And sometimes, you know, these people are right on top of you. It's like, stop. No, I don't want to talk about it. But I
I
guess.
noticed that. Well, I noticed that with this new, you know, just all the new energy around the Democrats, that some people are very ungrounded because their belief system has been shaken.
Yes.
That's part of that fear there.
Yes.
Sorry, right. It'll all be fine. Everything will work out.
Yeah. I took a class from Dana. His last name. In fact, well, I was going to have her on as a guest, so we can interview her. And there's some Seraphim Adelia, and he is the Seraphim that is in charge and works with United States. Well, this United States, I guess Canada, this whole continent works with it and talks about how. Native Americans, when the white people came and kind of started taking things and making the changes, they were not grounded. There were not roots, which is so interesting because there are a couple of political party people that I looked at and was like, I could not see them from the knees down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's like they lost their roots to the land.
Okay.
And they're and which explains so much to me about the behaviors and the thoughts and the ideas and just not being connected to the land and to Mother Earth. So I'm really excited. I'm going to have to nail her down on a date when she's going to come and speak.
Yeah, that would be fun. Be
yeah,
interesting.
her class was very, very interesting and very
Yeah, I'd like
good.
to take that sometime.
Yes, you absolutely should.
Yeah.
It's very good. And these meditations take you interesting places, I must say. Yeah. So anyway, I know I'm just chatting away here. Is there something that you want to cover, Marie?
Not really, because nobody wants to hear that.
You're probably still a little bit out of it.
I'm still a little bit, because
yeah,
like,
a
what did
little
they give
woozy.
me? They were very, very good and very kind and very caring. I was really taken well taken care of yesterday. But I look at my chart and I'm like, fentanyl? I'm like, really? That's why I don't
I
remember
know.
anything afterwards. I remember SHI, you know what? I don't
Yeah.
remember. I'm like, would you like apple juice? Yes, I like apple. I don't remember a thing that
No.
doctor said.
I was
Anyway.
surprised that they use fentanyl for a lot of stuff. That's when
Oh.
they gave me too much medication
Oh.
and I coded. They
Oh
had
my
given me
God, yeah.
fentanyl. And I think that they just, you know, they just gave me too much.
Well, you're a little person. You're not a
Yeah.
big person either. And maybe they don't look at that. I don't know. I was
They
just.
might not.
Anyway, no.
Yeah, because you know
I'm
some of
still
these
not.
procedures they just go through with people as fast as they can
It's,
and
yeah.
don't really ask the questions that need to be asked.
But yeah, I'm okay. But you know, I'm here. But you know, sort of. No, I'm here.
Are you
I'm here
floating?
enough to read. What's
Yeah,
that?
yeah. Floating, yes.
I'm floating now.
Well, I guess we could start with scopes.
Alrighty, and today I'm going to add to the scopes with the Kuan Yin Oracle by Alana Fairchild. If you ever get a chance to look at this deck, it's got the most beautiful artwork.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and the
I love
messages
Kuan Yin.
are, yeah, they're beautiful.
We need her
So,
badly right now
yeah,
on this planet.
We do. Healing.
We really do.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, I'll start with Aries. Aries, be strong and persistent. You have some creative ideas that really do have value. I'm kind of getting a Mercury retrograde kind of vibe. So these could be some ideas or parts of ideas that you're entertaining from the past. And you take those ideas and you add them to the 888 Lionsgate portal, and you can really manifest some power behind these. You don't need to move forward at this time. It just seems like, you know, planning and looking at these things. And it's like I see the universe kind of saying, wait for it, and then ta-da. You know, you'll know the exact time, and all the elements will fall into place as needed. So that's what I've got for Aries.
And the card that comes up is Radiant Moon of Compassion. Kuan Yin sits upon a radiant moon of compassion, pouring forth the spiritual strength needed for you to liberate yourself from lower vibrational energies of fear and judgment, moving you into the vibration of freedom, love, and peace, where you naturally belong. You're being urged to use this power now to grow spiritually and free yourself from a situation that could draw you down. You are currently challenged by lower vibrational energies. This is not bad. In fact, you have called this situation to you so that you may grow spiritually. Kuan Yin is with you to ensure that you are victorious.
Wow, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
That is wonderful. I really love that. Beautiful stuff.
Yeah. I think okay. Sometimes we do draw things to us, like we know.
Oh,
we
yeah.
Should do something or whatever, and then we learn the lesson, I guess.
Yes. Yeah, there's a lot of lessons being learned right now. And just being careful and try to be loving and not let the fear take over.
Right. Sure.
When that takes over, oof,
it's
it gets
nasty.
Ugly. It really does. And things come out of your mouth that shouldn't.
Yes.
And you can't take them back.
That's right.
It is.
Once it's out there, it's like oil on water.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, Taurus. Taurus, I see you in the process of giving up one thing to gain another. And I feel like that's kind of been a running theme with you throughout the summer. It might have started in like April or something like that. The collective says that you're able to reach a higher state of consciousness and enjoy insightful conversations with the divine at a much higher vibration than you've been able to before, especially if you have time alone. And it seems like some of you have been able to have that time alone, because usually you're busy and with a lot of people and a lot of things going on. But I just see you being able to sit in one spot, you know, and if you can do that outside, perfect, wonderful, around close to animals, because animals are always close to you. There, it seems like there may be more structure or form of some sort that's needed at this time, and it just might be that you just need to sit there in that space and be able to before you can move forward. The retrograde says don't rush anything. Enjoy the moment. Just enjoy being able to sit there and connect with your higher self, the divine, and the beauty of that, and allow that energy to go into your heart. Don't overreach, as some pursuits are not ready yet. And like I said, there's some more structure or something that's needed. It almost feels like kind of like a Saturn energy. That structure needs to happen. And that's what I have for Taurus.
Well, it's funny you said sit, because the card is the Lotus Throne.
Ah.
And Kuan Yin is sitting on this throne of Lotus. So the lesson is the same Lotus wisdom that enlightens beloved Kuan Yin and all spiritual masters is the very same Lotus light within your own heart, beloved. It can take great courage to trust your own inner light, to ascend the throne of your own inner spiritual authority, especially if the light of others around you seems more powerful than your own. You are being asked to trust this inner guidance above all others now, Have faith in your own heart. Know that you are divine.
What nice.
Yeah.
Very good. Boy, I love these cards.
I know, they're wonderful.
Yeah. Those are winners for sure. Okay, Gemini. I feel Gemini, it's like I see you receiving information and it's kind of like shifting gears. They show me cars a lot. They do cars and things like that and shifting gears. And you need to intuitively know, you know, I don't know how many people out there have driven a stick, but I certainly did. And, you know, if you don't have a tachometer or whatever, you just kind of intuitively know when to go from first to second to third, you know, whether it's just the sounds of the engine or whatever. You have to know when to go to first, second, third, and when to downshift again to help slow your speed down a little bit. These are messages from your body, and that it all seems like it has to do with the rhythm of life around you. That kind of you're getting this coming in through your auric field and into your body to kind of give you the heads up, sort of on how to handle this. You've got so much going on, and it just seems like you've got this. It almost feels like this tight little schedule or something. You're getting a lot of help. It's not just all willy nilly kind of energy out there. It's you know, there to support you and help you make decisions. I see you with a lot of responsibilities, of course, but you seem to thrive on this activity. You're very good at this. This is where you shine. This is all part of your gifts and your purpose. And when this stuff is going on, that you're able to tune into whatever it is that you need. Sometimes you might need somebody from the outside to help remind you of this. But once you get kind of hooked into to shifting the right gears, you're on your way. So that's what I've got for Gemini.
I love that analogy because you're right. If you've ever driven that, you know that feeling. You're like, oh, you know. Okay, anyway, the card is Tai Chi Rising. Your energy field is growing stronger with more spiritual electricity pulsing through your being. Take time to nourish your nervous system as it adjusts and be gentle with yourself as you adjust to increasing levels of spiritual potency, which gives you more impact to your words, actions, and thoughts. Having a big energy field does not necessarily mean that you have a high level of consciousness, but when you do have an exquisite awareness and a beautiful light, it is able to shine more brightly through a larger energy field. Whatever you have within you, a larger energy field will reveal it with greater gusto.
Wow.
I think I worked with that.
That is so awesome.
Yeah, true.
I really like that. You know, especially with the energy, the nervous system and such.
Yeah.
Really spot on. Okay, Cancer. Money and contracts may be a highlight or spotlight for you this month. Pay close attention to the fine print. Very important. And I get the word commerce. It's not something that I use, not a word that I use.
Yeah.
You might be buying and selling stuff. You may get more than expected, or maybe a little less, because they're not saying, oh, it's going to be a big windfall or anything. It's just kind of a balance. You might get more, you might get less. They're not really saying, you know, jump out there and sell at this moment. You know, that's where your intuition comes in and helps you with that, and your experience also. You might be What they're showing me now is a vision, and it, you know, it's the scales when it comes to business as well as your personal life and your relationships. It's not just business. It does have to do with your personal life also, because the two of those things seem to be very I don't know, congruent, kind of hooked up. You're hooked into both, enmeshed, I guess. I'm trying to find a better word for this, but they're very connected. You're surrounded by people who are you surrounded by people who value who you are, for what you have, it might be time to reevaluate some relationships. It's not all about what you have, what house you have, what business you have. It's kind of about who you really are and who really cares about you for your soul. Your soul really has been kind of sitting out there. It's like you need more assurance around those relationships and know that you're loved just to be loved. You are worthy of that. You really are. And sometimes you forget that you're worthy of that love and you kind of mix those up with what you have. So that's what I have for Cancer.
Well, the card is the threshold. At the threshold you stand, before you lies a way of being that is beyond fear. It is a sacred passing through a karmic veil into a new life of empowerment, peace, spiritual service to humanity, and joy in your own soul. You are embarking on a phase of deepest soul liberation into freedom of love that triumphs over fear. It has been quite a journey, many, many lifetimes, and much inner work has been required for you to be able to perceive the light of the divine. Even underneath the density of fear, you are fast approaching the karmic threshold where you can shift from fear-based to love-based embodiment.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I've got an echo going on here somewhere.
I can't hear it. But...
Oh, good.
Yeah,
I'm happy to hear that.
I'm not hearing it. So.
Yeah. I have to get my roommate, Fred. He's an Aquarius. He's the techie guy that helps me with all this stuff. He'll work that out with me, much to my frustration. Pats me on the head and goes, "Now, calm down."
Calm down. Don't ever say calm down.
Don't panic. Don't panic.
Yeah.
I let him get away with treating me like a child sometimes.
All right.
Okay, Leo, sorry, I have to turn mute to cough once in a while here and get a little drink of water here.
Leo, Lionsgate and Leo, big time for them too.
Yes, yeah. But in some ways, you know, what they're saying is the party is over. You know, when I talked about that energy, kind of overload energy, I think that Leo is kind of feeling that big time in some ways. And it's time to settle in and deal with the mundane. The mundane stuff, you know, that's the you know, clean your house, take care of what you need to take care of so you can get back to grounding yourself. That energy, that positive energy was just running really strong. And you know, it's almost like when something's either alkaline or whatever, you know, it's just a little too much. And kind of getting that. And they're also talking, the guides are also talking about the foods that you eat. And being able, because they're showing me fruits, a lot of fruits and things like that, that will help kind of pull you back into where the earth meets your feet and stuff. And they're showing me, I guess, fruits that have, you know, the seeds, the bigger seeds, might be peaches, things like that, plums, I don't know, but that have these seeds to help you ground. You know, sometimes grounding is not comfortable and it can be really, it can be downright painful. And perhaps some of your plans have been sidelined. You had a lot of excitement going on and now they're sidelined and you're kind of forced to wait until the cosmic light turns green again, or you heal from whatever's going on in your life. But know that there's great purpose in this, and try not to get too stuck in. I don't think that you did anything wrong or anything like that. It's just kind of what's needed right now. We're back to shifting the gears in the car. It's time to downshift a little bit, down in the second gear. So you slow down a little bit. And it's, as I look at your energy, it's like you got a bit ahead of yourself. I mean, it's all good and it's all happening, but you just got a little too far ahead and it's time to relax a little bit. And the collective is saying, trust the process. So that's what I have for Leo.
And the card is, you have the Empress of the Pearl. You have an inner gift of great value, born of struggle, adversity, and challenge. In wisdom, you know that suffering can lead to growth, provided we are willing to search for a way to heal through it. Seeing challenges as ways to expand your spiritual light empowers you to focus on the growing light rather than getting caught up in suffering. Natural pearls are rare, lustrous feminine gems created within a living organism, the pearl oyster. They have a unique creative process. Natural pearls are created when a foreign entity, such as a grain of sand or parasite, finds its way into the pearl oyster. The oyster reacts and creates layers of pearlescent substance, creating a warmly growing treasure within. So just like the beautiful and rare pearl, you have a unique spiritual beauty to offer to the world. Any struggles you experience are a karmic gift to help you grow this inner exquisite offering to support the spiritual evolution of humanity. There. That was a long
one. That is so cool. I love it. Sorry, coughing a little bit here again. I apologize for that. When I mute, I'm not gone away. I'm just taking a second, but I really love that.
We know you're still there.
The pearl, that's so beautiful. I love that.
Yeah, and you know, spirit picks the cards. I'm just like shuffling, and then as you're talking,
exactly,
it just comes, you know, they know what we need to know.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll do Virgo and take a break. Virgo, the collective says this month is all about the quality of relationships. You will be forced to take off the rose-colored glasses and see people as they really are. Some of the very people who you naturally love and expect to love you and support are the very ones who will pull the rug out from under you, or they have the capability of that. You might see this as an opportunity to seek out new relationships and those who care for you for all the right reasons. And it might be people that you least expect. Sometimes family's not family. It's like that donkey who went to live with that. I always go back to the donkey who went to live with the elk, you know?
Oh, gosh.
I love that. But that could be, you know, kind of the opportunity there. And it's like, keep yourself open to some new relationships, or even others that you never expected to be people who really cared for you. So that's what I've got for Virgo.
Okay, and the card is 10 Sisters of Light. You are an advanced soul and have lived many incarnations. You've shown your light through many different faces. Your soul has learned many skills in past lives, developed abilities and talents. This lifetime is a culminating lifetime in the sense that your soul is drawing together potencies developed over many lifetimes into unified expression. It is like drawing on a power of 10 sisters or more into your one current lifetime. Be prepared to grow and shine, beloved.
Wow. Nice. Okay, Jay, we're going to take us into break. And we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Strands of Wisdom with Kay and Maureen. We are doing the scopes. We left off on Virgo, so we'll move on to Libra. This is for the month of August. And always remember that you know, when we do these scopes they're kind of throughout the month. It's not really locked into a week or a day or anything like that. You know, it's kind of the energies for the month. You know, and sometimes your rising sign, things like that, pay attention to that also. So Libra, I see a large amount of energy around you this month. You will need it because I see some people and perhaps animals who really need your TLC, some tender loving care right now. People will be attracted to you for the healing of the soul. You know, it could be just somebody, I don't know, you could be standing at a bus stop and someone just strikes up a conversation with you and just feels that healing energy that you have about you that works through you. You know, it's not personal, it works through you. Small groups of like-minded people are really favored for you this month. The large groups might be a little bit too much. You get lost in that. But also remember, healthy boundaries are really essential right now. You have information and life experience that is very valuable and inspirational for other people. High vibrational foods will also help prepare you for the upcoming months. It's almost like, you know, the little squirrel putting away nuts for the wintertime or something. And it feels like rootful foods with roots. That type of thing. And that's what I have for Libra.
Well, it's interesting. The card is Veil of Shadows and talks about a lotus blossom with deep, rich mud into which she plunges her roots and draws great nourishment. From this mud made of water and earth, growth happens and great beauty is revealed. Your soul lotus thrives through depth of emotion and aliveness of your body into which she can plant herself and unfold as a lotus of light. Your soul lotus is blossoming just like a plant that outgrows the pot in which it has been planted and requires more soil to spread its roots and continue growing. Your soul lotus needs more mud, some more water and earth energy so that it can grow and shine.
Wow. Roots, yes. I'm falling in love with those cards.
I know. I'm going to use them at my next show.
Okay, Scorpio. Uh-huh. There's letting go and some kind of endings of some sort. You know, and that's kind of been happening with you for, let's see, last 8 weeks, maybe 6 weeks, 8 weeks, something like that. Don't second guess and try not to look back. There's nothing that you could have done better or changed. There was a learning process that you went through, and it's okay to let go and move forward. Some things have been brought to your attention that have an element of undeniable truth. You know, it's like, this is the way it is. This is how it is. And you can't really change that. The collective says that there have been hints along the way, but you've always been able to power your way through. You know, in the past, you've always powered your way through it. You've got a lot of strong energy. I see a vision of a road being washed out by water and directing you in a new direction. I mean, it's not really a bad thing. It just is. It's nature. It's the way things are. When something wears out or whatever, you had to go a different direction. The universe is offering you new possibilities that have a much higher vibration because you have a choice using discernment rather than leaning from what others think or what others feel about you or whatever. Leading with your heart and without regard to anybody else's highest good, it sometimes other people kind of move in that direction. But you always think about other people's highest good and overall. And sometimes it might sting a little bit for other people, but it is what it is. So that's what I've got for Scorpio.
Well, the card is the Book of Changes. Just like a beautiful but unusual melody, the divine plan is unfolding through your life, although it isn't always predictable. Kuan Yin is guiding you in the right direction. Even if you do not fully understand what is happening in your life right now, allow Kuan Yin to bless you with trust in the unfoldment of your own divine path. The Book of Changes is always at play, helping us find our way. You are just taking a smarter route to your destination.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Time is moving on here. I guess I should. We'll move on to Sagittarius. You may feel like you're standing on shaky ground right now, as there seems to be many real and self-imposed disruptions in your life. Prepare for some changes that are inevitable and probably permanent. It's like you can't put the genie back in the bottle. If you complain a lot, you may build, it's like what they're showing, talking to me about is building an emotional illness into a situation. So, you know, words are powerful. You know, they can either be medicine or they can, you know, be kind of disease ridden, not really disease ridden. I'm trying to think of a better word for that, but create a lot of problems. So eventually these things will manifest, perhaps not as you planned. There will be separations and issues around trust that speak to your soul. So just be careful with the words and you know, think about what's happening. Your best course of action is to release toxic emotions and start building a new story. That a new story that is intended for the highest good of everyone involved. It just seems like the old story over and over, and it's time to let go of that. So that's what I have for Sagittarius.
Okay, and the card is the Yin Empress. The Yin Empress brings peace, prosperity, and success to her beloved devotees. Your sole purpose includes healing and empowerment of the divine feminine. The Yin Empress herself, you gain power, assistance, and untold blessings in following your sole purpose. You are lifted and supported in your sacred work now. You are a spiritual leader and pioneer, and part of what you are here to do for the planet on a soul level, whether you are a man or a woman, is to empower the divine feminine, the cosmic empress of Yin, or divine feminine energy, so that we might live in a more balanced as a species on the earth. And that's very pertinent right now.
Yes, it is.
Anyway.
Yes, it is. Wow. Okay, Capricorn. Got them old Mercury retrograde blues. Sometimes we slide back into the past and all the baggage is still there waiting intact. The collective is here to help you pull out of this repetitive behavior. Sometimes you may feel like you deserve and revisit pain and anguish as some sort of a punishment for things you've done in the past, or as a way to achieve forgiveness. I will tell you just what I had said before about you can't put the genie back in the bottle. You really can't. Behaviors and beliefs such as this are counterproductive and they inhibit your growth. It's okay to move on. Stop claiming that baggage. It's done. It's over with. Even if others were affected, how do you say that? Flagellation? cannot make it go away. It's not, you can punish yourself all you want, but it's not going to go away. And it's not going to help anyone else either. It's perhaps others who were affected, you know, through collateral damage as a part of their growth. And they may not even be thinking about you, and they might have already moved on. So let it go and move on. That's what I've got for Capricorn.
And the card is Sound the Fierce Flute. Discernment empowers you to make choices that are aligned with your spiritual intentions. Like a fierce sounding flute cutting through all vibrations with purity and intent, your discernment allows you to stay true to your values and spiritual destiny without getting caught up in distraction. If you wish to grow spiritually through love, joy, peace, and abundance, then discerning between higher and lower vibrational choices is helpful.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got two more left. And then we can get to back to Facebook. Aquarius, I see you awakening from kind of an introverted mood that you've been entertaining for some time. You needed this time to reflect. It's very important that you had this time. It is all about who you are and who you're becoming. I see a change in the guards as far as spiritual teachers and guides are concerned. This feels like a transformation that takes your vibration higher than it ever has been before. If you are seeking a more creative path or a way to express yourself, the collective says all of you, all you have to do is ask. Just ask the collective and the divine, and you will be provided with different avenues that you could open up and work with. It's time to think out of the box, not staying in, well, this is what works and this, that, and the other. Try something different. Try something new and make the seemingly impossible possible. If everything's possible. And that's what I have for Aquarius.
Hey, the nectar of the lotus. The Divine Mother wishes that those who are meant to feed others be well fed too. Your devotion to helping others has the effect of squeezing the cosmic heart chakra of the Divine Mother. From her heart drips nectar, sweet, sustaining, life-affirming energy that feeds you and allows you to nourish many souls. Like a sacred chalice that overflows when you are full, well, and vital, the feeding of others happens effortlessly. You are guided to be fed now, fed with divine nectar from the heart of the mother. That's pretty deep.
Yes, it is.
Deep stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay, last but not least, Pisces. You may feel like something is standing between you and a goal that you have. I see you try to use your pure strength to kind of force a path. Allow the universe to create the solution naturally. I'm seeing sacred symbols. Gathering and things are gathering. It's like they're gathering momentum. So I don't know if you're into sacred geometry, Pisces. Kind of look at those things. The collective is telling you not to take this on personally. It is like unconditional love. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the divine. It belongs to the world. It belongs to everyone. But you can be the vessel that's used to channel this energy. In other words, don't get caught up in ego. Letting the divine take care of the responsibility, it absolves you from the outcome of the gift. You know, I mean, ego is not a bad thing, but sometimes we can get caught up in it, and it has the opposite effect. Be careful not to embellish or try too hard to get your point or your opinion crossed. The universe is listening to your thoughts and your words, and could create a landslide of problems or hurt feelings for years to come. So, you know, really be mindful of that. And that's what I have for Pisces.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've never seen this card before. It's called the Amaryllis Lute. You have won a victory, beloved, a victory over the past, and the Amaryllis Lute is sounding through every cell of your being, heralding your rising vibration as you leave fear behind you once again. In fact, the lute says you are growing fast and spiritually. You are outgrowing your old life even more so. When your vibration changes, so does your life. This is natural. It is safe and loving for you to release that which no longer feels right for you. No matter how much it was important in your old life, it might not have the same place in your new life.
Wow. That is cool. Okay, I don't think we have much time left.
Denise was asking if there's time, I would like a general reading.
Yeah,
she said,
I don't know that we've only got about 2 minutes left, and and Jay's going to cut us off. Okay. Things are moving forward. What I'm getting is things are moving forward for you, Denise, and expect some good things coming forward. I don't know why they're showing me these pillows that look like clouds for you coming forward and working with that. Do you have anything quickly, Maureen?
No, okay. I was just going to read the Louise Hay.
Okay, go ahead.
Because we only got about a minute.
Yes,
sorry. This is from Louise Hay. You can hear your life. In the infinity of life where I am, all is perfect, whole, and complete. I accept perfect health as the natural state of my being. I now consciously release any mental patterns within me that could express as dis-ease in any way. I love and approve of myself. I love and approve of my body. I feel it nourishing foods. I feed it nourishing foods and beverages. I exercise it in ways that are fun. I recognize my body as a wondrous and magnificent machine, and I feel privileged to live in it. I love lots of energy. All is well in my world.
Nice. Well, I want to thank you all for being here. Thank Jay. Maureen, yep. I think you have a show.
There
in Boulder this weekend.
Yeah, that's on the August 24th. It's at the Avalon Ballroom. It's from 11 to 6. And if you're local, come